Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you are here, shout and let the heavens hear that you are here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes. Now the heavens have heard that you are all here. The peace of the Lord be unto you all. Onyami asumudwe en kamunyina. I've missed you guys so much. It's been a long time that I'm not being here. This is what happens when the local minister is at the same time the district minister. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting Father, we give you all the glory, we give you all the adoration, Lord. As we slept, Father, we became dead bodies on our bed. But by your grace, we have life. By your grace, we are sitting here today, listening to your word of God. Almighty Father, I pray that you take absolute control and speak through me. Use me as an instrument to communicate to your people. Father, I thank you. I give you glory. In Jesus' mighty name have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Spirit, I take authority over all principalities, over all powers, over all rulers of darkness, over all spiritual wickedness, over all demons, and I command that you cannot be able to function. As the word of the Lord is coming to his people, may the word come to the people as you desire, Lord God Almighty. Amen. Today, the Presbyterian Church of Ghana wants us to look at unity. Unity. So we are looking at maintaining the unity of the body. Maintaining the unity of the body. When we talk of the body, we mean the body of Christ. So today we want to maintain the unity of the body of Christ. There was this Greek storyteller, his name is Aesop. He said he wrote a book. The title of the book is The Four Oxens and the Lion. And in that book, he wrote, "United, we stand. Divided, we fall." So he wanted to mean that if all the oxens can come together, then the lion cannot in any way attack any of them. Hallelujah. Oru abi efa ne asop otro ngoma bi fa se afumu anasa nantwie enan ene ujata baako na o se ejata ne enantwie mu ne o membo mu baako a ebe de se ujata betimi achiru mu bi awe. So that's united we stand, divided we fall. Jesus also said in Matthew 3:25 that, "And if a house is divided against itself, that house cannot stand." Yes, the Christ also can say, "Se efie bi emu achicha, sa efie no entimi enyina." In the same way, in Matthew 12:25, Jesus said, "Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand." Yes, we sang our Matthew, my tre, do me a nunchicha, what you do not say. A hindia bia a muachicha no, etimi enina. Or my bia muachicha, etimi enina. If you be answer a muachicha no, etimi enina. In the same way, in Matthew 18:19, the scripture says, "Again I say to you, that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven." Today we are asked to maintain the unity of the body. What a united front can do cannot be taken for granted. Sadly, it works for both positively and negatively. Adafono mo say nipa ka bo mu a ade a o mutimi ye no ya na e nwa nwa na de hadwe kakra ne say enipa bo ni timi ka bo mu e ya ade e na enipa papa so etimi e ka bo mu e ya ade. So evil people can come together and plot against somebody, and plot against the church, and plot against the nation, And because they are united, they can do it. In the same way, good people can also come together and plan something, and it will work. Now, let us look at an example in the Bible. Let us look at Genesis chapter 11, verse 4. You know, when God created the earth, he promised man that we should go and fill all the earth. But here is a group of people who lived in a place called Babel. And this is what those in Babel said. And they said, come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower whose top is in the heavens. And let us make a name for ourselves, lest we scatter abroad over the face of the earth. When God created us, God said, we should fill the earth. But here is a group of people who are saying that, come, let us build a tower and remain in this city so that the Lord God Almighty will not scatter us over all the face of the earth. Should the people remain in that city, the other parts of the earth, who inhabit there? Any power nyame abawom. Na wo nyame say, monkola monkosha sase suma. Any baka krebi wo Babel, almost say, But they were united. Let's continue to look at what happened. So in verse 11, but the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the sons of men have built. And the Lord said, indeed, the people are one, and they all have one language, and this is what they begin to do. Now, nothing that they propose to do will be impossible. So, the Lord said, come, let us go down and there confuse their language that they may not understand one another's speech. And in verse 8, so the Lord scattered them abroad from over the face of the earth. Now, this is the point that I want us to note. It is not because the people spoke one language that they were able to do whatever they wanted to do, but it's because of their unity. Because they were united. And God himself said, once these people are united, everything that they plan to do, they will be able to do it. And I want them to scatter over the face of the earth. And I don't want them to remain at this place. So let us confuse their language. And yes, in the panicasa bako and walk and all. Nemo wanyami hu se, and kofono me ye bako. Na sa omu ye bako a. The one person who ye beer on betting me a ye. It will never say, Sabayana on best scatter, on best shitty, a co yasia for any nineteen, or Macassano, yes, a son, young Quanian cost a son, Macassano. And so the Lord changed their language. And so if they want to mix mortar and they want somebody to bring water, as Antonio Ombeka said, Cosensuinibra, Greek in Usun, we say, Suene Aqua. It will bring the water, no, Jinaho. Because the Lord has done what? Changed their language. And so they could not do whatever they proposed to do. Because God wanted them to be scattered over the face of the earth. You see, that is an example of what people can plan to do something evil. In the same way, in the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2. The Bible tells us that the apostles, they were in one accord. And because they were in one accord, they were able to speak in tongues. And one day, they were able to add 3,000 souls to the members of the church. I don't know what you're saying. So what you're saying is, Omutimi ye nema be bray. Emma dakro penon. Omutimi di enipa 3,000. eka asafo no ho. As we just read from the Psalms this morning, the psalmist exalted God so high and describing him with wonderful language and saying, rejoice in the Lord for your righteous. Give thanks in the remembrance of the name of the Lord. Adofo no mo. Psalms na om kenka man no pay. Ni o tro sam ohu se onyame ayade ama won. Eti they have to give thanks to the Lord. And so wo yisi enyame aye. In everything that they do, they are supposed to give thanks to the Lord. People of God, at the heart of Christianity is faith in the belief in a God who is the Father, Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Christosum, ayesumi, niyabutai pa yejinasu, and say, yo, jidye, ewo, radi, onyame bakwa, oyame ensa, eja, oba, ena hon, kron, kron, imu. Nasa uwa jidye, ewo, sa, onyame miyense, imuwa, basa, kronumuwa. All the time, you will praise God. You will praise God all the time. Because you know that whatever you are going through, whatever is happening, because you were destroyed, because you were supposed to end up in hell, but Lord Jesus came onto this earth to deliver us. In the same way, God created us to be three in one. So any human being who is on this earth, you are spirit, you are soul, and you live in a body. You are a spirit, you have a soul, and you live in a body. San onyame ye basako. Eti ye ni pa obo yen suru. Obo yen se ye ye miyen san ye boom. Na o nipa biya ho wasa si su biya no. En na miyemo wati ase se. Wan kasan kasan wo ye okra. Na uwo hon hon. Na uti nipa duye mu. Eti nipa duye we die. E ye danya uti mu. E ye vehicle a wode nam sa asa si su. A time will come when you will be out of this body. And this body will go back to the earth where it belongs. People of God, we know that God created all of us in spirit, soul, and body. Sometimes you see that one day you will sleep, and in the sleep, you will see some people beating you. And when you woke up, you saw that really there are marks on your body. Sometimes somebody will sleep and he will see a dog biting their legs. When you woke up, you actually see that something has beaten you. You cannot even raise your leg. This means that whatever happened, happened in the spirit. And it's manifesting in the body. People of God, things happen in the spirit. Before anything happens in the spirit on this earth, it has already happened in the spirit realm. I told you about that. And who said, wow, ngasangasa udaho. And so now I'm Ghana. I told you so hard, utimida. Nana, what denu? Who said, a nipa bia boo. Oba saw a person who some power breya bo. I just want you to draw your attention to the fact that you are a spirit and you live in a body. So whatever happens to the spirit will also happen to the body. People of God, when we say witches have killed somebody, witches don't come and lift your physical body, but rather they kill your spirit. And when they kill the spirit, it will manifest in the physical. Say a kase abefo akumunipa. Ya na nyese wudam paso no. Na abefo na abebo abomo chobe edo wako. Ne momunu yekun wo honhum. Na apie hu na mani. Iti ya say okoda aye no. Sorry. What fascinates me is the fact that when Jesus Christ was here on the earth, Jesus never pointed anybody. that this particular person is a witch, you are the one causing your mother, you are the one killing your children. But rather, it is when witches see Jesus Christ that they tremble and they ask him, are you coming to torment us before our time? I don't know more. So you have Bible, no mean every Genesis, and the course of Revelation. But beyond who I actually said, yes, Christ can say, where you by four, where you by four, when I come, when I come, when I come, when I come. It is not in the Bible. But why is it that today we have men of God, people of God, who are telling people that umami by four, umapa by four, uwe by four? This is not in the Bible. It's not in the Bible. But rather, what is in the Bible is the fact that se onyame ni tumi no ewo wo so na se onyame ahode wo wo so na se wo tu kunkun ye mu me se abafo ni hu mo mu a omo ya abafo no omo hu a they can come closer to you me se se wo sha asofo atare ye na wo ko yuma sa se wo kwa kosra obi a ona be hu se ye woni pa bia ohu wa pa no wa ye se ene omo so o be sha wa. Oh, man of God, you are welcome. There be a me call you mask or sell independent. You have me who? Oh, park your car, nursing from pa. What's the word? Ask of Tarea, no bokola. And then you pay me who on him. A bit with me who on him, but not everybody. This means that there is a power of God, the power of God is radiating, and people see that. People of God, having said all the above, we come to what we call the highly or the high priestly prayer. The prayer that Jesus Christ prayed for his disciples. As we can see that in John chapter 17 verse 20. The word of God says, I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who believe in me through their word, that they all may be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you have sent me. 22. And the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may also be one, just as we are one. And 23. And I in them, and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them as you love me. People of God, Jesus Christ answered our call, or bomb pie. Now, some pie, in theological sense, no. We call it the high priestly prayer. Yes, you say, empire na me bono, me mom ma asunafo yin kwa o. Ne mom, me bom ma obi biara, obeji mi di edi, ewa ma se mi mu. People of God, do you believe in Jesus? I love you no ma shiye mwa, uji yesu di. So uji yesu di ya, sa empire no, yesu boma o. Hallelujah. Or say that they all may be one. And when all of them are one, then the whole world will know that you sent me. Me say, praise you, cry there. You will logo no higher trouble, see all that. That they all may be one. Today we are asked to preach maintaining the unity of the body, of the body of Christ. And Jesus Christ prayed that we are supposed to be one. You see, from this prayer, you can see that the true heart desire of Jesus is the unity of the body. So you can imagine the heartache that we give to Jesus when we are not united. Sa ohwe mpae ya mekenka a kire mu ya. Yesu na koma so ade ne se. Ye nyina ye be ye ba ko. Eti obotimi de wadwun agugu akomayare a ye de ma Yesu. Esa se ye nya ba ko enti. Because from the heart desire, from the prayer that he prayed, everything shows that all that he's looking for is for his disciples to be one. It's for his people to be one. That is the heart desire of Jesus. So if we are not one, then we are giving Jesus heart attack. Hallelujah. You see, sometimes I see some people, how they sing, how they pray, how they dance in the church, and how they do everything in the church. Yet, these people have a hatred, even in the church. Meanwhile, they do everything in the church. If you do that, what are you doing to the body of Christ? Are you uniting the body of Christ? Or you are doing the opposite? Sometimes, these people that I'm talking of, they speak against each other. They speak against their leaders and they practice horrible things. People of God, if we do that, are we uniting the people of God or we are practicing disunity? Whatever we do that brings about disunity gives Jesus heart attack, because his heart desire is for all his people to be one. People of God, I know that there are some people among us. When I stand here and I say, tomorrow we are praying, tonight we are doing all night service up to 12, those people, they will never come. They will never come. But they will go to other places to pray, because they know that as for Osofo Wusu, there is no power in him. And so they will go to where they think there is power. But people of God, people have been to such places. And my question is, what change has come in that people? As a crybe pan abasa anypenny. My question is, if you can pray together with Osofo Wusu in Mount Zion congregation, can you live with us for us in heaven? This is the question. You can't stand the presence of me. And maybe because of me, you will not come to the church. My question is, so can you live with me in heaven? Jesus Christ wants us to be united so that the whole world will know that we are his people. And that one day he will come for us, and all of us are going to live with him in heaven. If we are not united, if there is disunity among us here, can we live together in heaven? That is the question to all of you people. Well, people complain. As for this church, I'm not going to pray over there because there is no power. You tell the outside people. So if you do that, what do you think you are telling the people about your church and about yourself? If you have power, why don't you bring the power to your church here? One day, somebody called me and he said, Papa, I said, yes. So I am no longer in a church. And I said, why? He said, I left this church. I went to another church. And I found that the same hypocrites in the church that I left are in the same church that I went to. So now what I've decided to do is to stay at home. And then online. What preaching online? Is it how Jesus told us to do? I don't know. They make kind of say, Obi Freme. Or since they say, Onkwa Soribia. And I may say, Minya, now then I won't cross Serbia. Or say, now me say hypocrisy. Nya chumfo.
oh baby, I'm a sumho. It me jai baby, I'm a sumo, me qua sort of fro. Na me qua sort of frono, and I'm go home say, Nyatum fona, no more word ye me free hono. O moa sawo baby fufura me call ye no. Na ke se Kristo sum baby a, Nyatum no wo ho, it me dia sori no, me jai me tifie.
This is what is happening in the world today. Maybe we sit at home. And I want you to note that Satan, he has a tactic or a practice that he's been using. And that one is divide and rule. If you want to control some people, all that you can do is to try and divide the people. So when the people are not united, then you can rule them.
We baba beka we hu asama kire wo. Na we so beka we hu asama kire wo. Na mo wanya tumi e wo nso.
Papa bi catch him. He said he went to what you call asylum. And then he saw that there were about 150 mad people in that facility. But there were only 3 guards. Then the guy said, "Hey, this is dangerous. What of if those 150 mad people unite and come after the guards? Can the guards stand them?" And the guard said, "You know what? Mad people are never united." So they so 3 of us is enough. So in other words, I want to say that if we are not united, then we are. Hallelujah. Dear Mekai and say, Papa, you know, oh, Koba, you know, Koho, sir, maybe I dare, but I'm Fuguno. And the Palmo Hoyano, Ombes or Ha Edunum. Now, oh, my home, Sono, oh, my ami and Sape. And I'm upon the sea. Now, sir, about that Fuguina, come home in that crow. Na so mo ba mo sa ni pa mensa nso a mo betumi astand wo na kwan se ya he no kra na abadan fo de o mo nka mo mu da abadan fo obi adwen nam ha na we so adwen nam ha e tie mi ensa pe no enough. Hallelujah. People of God, this is not what God wants for us. We nye de awrade o hwehwe ma yen ni o de awrade hwehwe ma yen ni se ye nyina. You see, people stay in a church and they criticize all the church is doing. They speak evil of the leaders of the church to members, but they come and sit in the same church, sing, pray, and do whatever in the body of Christ. Are these people maintaining the unity of the body, or they are doing disunity? People of God, when we are united, then we can go out and evangelize. When we are together, when we are united, we can go out and win souls for Christ. But when we are not together and we say we are going to win souls for Christ, which souls are we going to win? People of God, Jesus Christ, look at what he did for us. We were condemned, but Jesus Christ came onto this earth. Because of me, because of you, they put a crown of thorns on his head. People spat on him. There were those who slapped him from behind. And then Jesus asks, "Oh, what have I done to deserve this slap?" They slapped him. And they said, they slapped him from behind. And they said, "Chere, ni obo." And so many hanom. At the end of my year, they hung him on the cross. They put nails in his hand and feet. He died for you and me. And now he's sitting at the right hand side of God, the Father Almighty, as our advocate, as our lawyer. And all that he's requesting from us is that as long as we are on this earth, we are going to sin against one another. And whenever we sin, all that he wants us to do
is to confess our sins to him. And he will be faithful and just to forgive us.
When we read 1 John chapter 2, verse 8. 1 John 2, 8. Please, can you project that for me? 1 John chapter 2, verse 1, sorry. 1 John 2, 1. 1 John chapter 2, verse 1. Look at what Jesus is telling everybody. My dear children, I write this to you so that you will not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have one who speaks to the Father in our defense. And his name is what? Jesus Christ, the righteous one. But if anyone does sin, that person tells us that Jesus himself knows that we are going to sin. As long as we live on this earth, we are going to sin. But he just wants us to confess our sin to him. You know, this world in which we are living, especially in America here, the system is planned such that whether you like it or not, you will sin. You see, there was a time I went to Abitifi to do my course. And when I came back, I lost my job. So they gave me a kind of insurance through Mass Health. And that Mass Health insurance they gave me, it covered almost everything. Then later on, I had a job. And they say, if you get a job, then you have to go and they will change the insurance for you. So I went. I was honest. I told them that I have a new job and they changed the insurance for me. Now, if I want to go and do this, they say it doesn't cover. If I want to go and do this, they say it doesn't cover. This one, it doesn't cover. So what would have been the right thing to do? People of God, the system is planned in such a way that, you see, if you go and you tell them that I am married, I have a husband, my husband makes $60,000 a year, and I also make 80 something thousand a year. Me say, bibi awo kromo hebi awo nyabi. And so the best thing to do is that I'm not married. I'm a single mother. I'm a single father. Hallelujah. That is why Jesus Christ is telling you that if you do sin, come to him. Confess to him. You know, that if you read the Bible very well in Revelations, there is somebody standing in front of God, and the Bible says that person's name is the accuser of the brethren. All that he does, God, one who bought so fools, one who are there, one who said, insurance, and so why you must want to say, one who, because of that, he belongs to me. Because of that, he belongs to me. But the point is, hey, Bia, you ready? Then come person, sick, I'm causing some insurance. You, yes, my team, I'm causing some. It's yes, my patch out. I feel the affair. I feel the papa affair. It's the accuser of the brethren will come and say, hey, Father, look at Osofo Usu. You see that he did not go to change the insurance. And because I have told Jesus, and because I have confessed to Jesus, Jesus will say, oh, Papa, I am poor. Now, so also fools, why they? Papa, catch them, me. They also fools, why you ain't? And then I'm in someone that way, you. And then I'm in family, I'm in peer, you are you. Nah. Hallelujah. And then Jesus, God will say, oh, my son, you have already paid the price for so fools. So also fools, you are acquitted and. Yeah.
people of God. You see, the time is running fast. Today is the day for the choir. The choirs are going to, what you call, a conference in Virginia, Washington. Washington, when I was going there, I thought it was Washington. But when I went there, it was Virginia. So the choir will be going to conference in Washington, Virginia. And we want all of you to help them so they can go to that conference. So we have given today to them as the choir's day. That is why I don't have to waste too much of their time. But let me tell you just a few things. Then I'll bring this sermon to an end so that the choir continue. You see, Jesus wants us to be united. Not united only as church members of Mount Zion, but he wants all the churches to come together, all the churches to live together. But here is a case when the churches, we are using the same Bible, we are using the same Jesus. What else? But somebody will say, our church is the best. My church is better than yours. Oh, yeah, power demonstration church. Our church is what? Power demonstration church. Well, in our church, we don't smoke, we don't drink, we don't do this, we do that. And so our church is the best. That means even in churches, we are discriminating. As a funumum pono, yet a chain way, dear, a chain way, and away, dear, a chain way. Messiah, ya na yami, ya. So Presbyterian, ni papa. For lack of knowledge, my people perish. Sometimes it pains me to my heart. You see, we churches fight against one another. Churches will be lambasting others and even criticizing others and stealing the sheep from other church. Okwa sorben. O se me call presby. O se. As a chair is saying. Presby de enye. But win him. Presby ni biya obeja akwa sorben biya apeno. Or excel to the extent say. And chair ni a man position. It's because of that position here, dear man. No, who's will be a purpose? It's not giant, I had it. But it's because of the catechism training. I didn't want to fall, praise the moon. And I'm and then sorry, I came in a praise before you. But there are a lot of the goats outside. Why don't you go and evangelize them and bring them into your church? But just to discredit Presby. And so that the members who don't read the Bible as they should, they will also leave Presby and come to their church. We say, Papa, be born again. Emma Apostolic Church will be a person in Bodin. Now, person may caught preaching at your hall. Anna, yeah, this is happening, dear mommy. Yes, we're a Presby or born again, and now born again, my apostolic. Let me ask, Amelia, then a Presby knee, what about now born again? Emma, we also, Papa, Yesu born in ti o. Yesu born in ti. Tese wakwama ya teaching ni se Presby yesu born ye. It I had to take my time and pass him through baptism from the Bible. Be a page way, be a page way, be a page way, kind way, be a way, be a way. Na de a cripple no cry and say, oh, who says Paul ye born yesu ofie. And I'm saying, oh, ni Paul, why na ye dmya manyame? Osina ye nim ye anyo bia nkyere ye but be bia ye organ a obo ho no ni etua no ene se ni amanfo ye no ye ho ho no ho nti no living that place has become what very difficult for him. People of God, the time is going, so let me ask, if we want unity in our churches, these are the things that I want us to do. Number one, when you come to church, greet everyone, especially new and unfamiliar members. Because my wife call you evangelism more bi. And onya akata ni ga bi no de no ba ya sori ha. Ti akata ni ba ya ha se na no ti. Ga ni pon ye. And my wife say, "What's up?" I say, "Nobody greeted me. Maybe because I'm new." And the people of God, I'm saying that when you come to church, greet everyone, especially unfamiliar members. The next one too is that avoid jokes and some comments that are offensive. Some jokes are expensive. Oh, I told you about one. I didn't know how to be kind. I'm doing your so with the agro. But, and you're growing in an hotel, Mr. Oba, sorry, and no beer ni agrobia. A bear offensive. Obu ho huwa. Hey, I suppose you want a few. And say the enemy will name any higher power back. That's what we'll do. My name is not in coming. Oh, can't come on in who? But I don't want you to come and joke that joke with me. Because some jokes are what? Expensive. And then also seek the opportunity to serve. And when you are serving, serve everyone. Me say, kana ni echiachi anopano. Obu ha, obe chiachi obi, ohun se weba hanu akola iwemu. Ohun se weba hanu akola iwemu. Ena, niye yo odwe didino. Ohun se obi ha, osevu ebi anena. Owo ongo di komo. Oso fo usu, katki sini muha sa de onfe bimba. No de afaha, no de, don't do that. Serve everyone in love so that there will be unity among us. And then I want you to build genuine friendship. Emphasis on the word. And you know, down phobia, I say, when you say, but all done it, yeah. Oh, I suppose, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Papa may say, what that was, I heard a tickle. Not that kind of friendship. Not that kind of friendship. Build genuine friendship. And then also, forgive others when they sin against you. People of God, may the true God and great God of grace unite all of us so that together we will let the whole world know that we are the people of God. With the coffin, we are Mutambibri. Bow down your heads and let us pray. Amen.